course, there's the regulatory backdrop for cryptocurrencies, or lack thereof, I suppose, as well. The latest focus regarding that has to do with President Biden's nominee to head the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, who has some views on cryptocurrencies. Our Jennifer Schomburger is covering that angle of things. And there was a hearing for this nominee yesterday.
Good Friday morning, Julie. That's right. President Biden's nominee for one of the top banking regulators in this country faced a mix of skepticism and agreement from U.S. senators on her views on digital assets during her confirmation hearing on Thursday. Sala Amarova, who's being vetted currently for the Comptroller of the Currency, which oversees the majority of the nation's banks, is concerned that large tech companies could control the payment infrastructure in the U.S. if private digital currencies are allowed to thrive, which could potentially displace the value of the U.S. dollar. While Democratic Senator Jack Reed agreed with her view on big tech, Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis said she's struggling with Amarova's views, saying, quote, that she is skeptical. Take a listen to what she asked Amarova about whether Bitcoin poses a threat to national security.
I'm not an expert on Bitcoin, but I would worry if all of our financial transactions were up to some blockchain system where, you know, various actors who might actually be located in other countries, not particularly friendly to us, control the functioning of that system. That would be my worry.
And while she worries about the longevity of private digital currencies, she says she is in favor of a central bank digital currency over privately issued stablecoins, because she says that would ensure access for everyone since it would be issued by the government. Now, unclear whether Amarova could get confirmed by the Senate, while she faced a slew of fiery questions from Republicans to Democratic senators. Senators Tester and Warner also expressed skepticism and concern. And in a Senate that's divided very closely, 50-50 Republican and Democratic, unclear whether she could get confirmed. Julie?
Thanks so much, Jen. Appreciate it. Jen Schomburger on whether we'll see that person for Sala Amarova end up heading up the OCC.